reach the island.
Hello, everybody. Did you all see this project in the current issue of Bean Button magazine? It's a woven flower. It's very clever. I think it's genius. The designer's name is Unuron Manarata, which is an outstanding name. I mean, seriously, wow, a great name. And I went through this instruction, and it confused the heck out of me. I'm sure it's because I'm left-handed, and a lot of these are shown in right-hand, you know, formation. And I played with it and played with it, and I finally figured it out, and I finally just memorized it. And she used for this ring. I didn't make rings. I don't wear them. This would get caught on something and I'd rip my finger off. I just know it. She used two of these little flowers stacked on top of each other. But I wanted to use little flowers for bead embroidery. And I did. This is just a little sample I made. It's really actually kind of a pretty stitch and really not really hard. Not as hard as I thought it was. And it's the same steps regardless of what size petal you make. These are with 8s. These are with 11s. And you can see you get a different size for each one. This is with Delicas. This is with 11s. She used, 9 beads and 7 beads. I went up to 11, 11, 9, 7, yeah. So I wanted different sizes, and it worked really well, except I changed one of the steps because it just seemed to work better. The very last, and I'll show you. I'll start with her count of 9. I'm going to put a bead at the end of the thread because it's just easier for me. And yeah, so I'm just going to latch one on there. Count out 8 more, so I have 9. I'm not kidding. I spent an entire afternoon trying to figure the pattern out. It was so confusing to me. Probably because I'm just not used to reading patterns. I went through the word pattern and the picture pattern, and I still kept screwing it up, and I don't know why. But so I just kept fooling around with it myself and finally figured it out. But despite how many, you're going to want an odd count of beads on here. The pattern is the same regardless of how many beads in an odd count you put on your thread. So after you put your beads on, this is 9. It would be the same for 7, same for 11, same for 13. You're going to put your needle back down through the fourth bead. You're going to skip 3 and put your needle through the fourth. So you have a little teeny tiny pico at the end right here. Then you're going to work peyote to the end, skip a bead, pick up a bead, skip a bead, put your needle through the next bead, one more, pick up a bead, skip a bead, put your needle through the next. Pick up a bead, you're at the end, you're going to add a bead, tighten up here. Add a bead to the end of that, you know, that last bead down the row there. And you want it to line up like that. And you're going to continue peyote across. And now we're back at that little pico that we put, the very first step. You're going to add beads in between each one of those. So add a bead at the tip, on either side of that tip bead. There. One more on the other side. So that you have three beads at the end. Continue back down. Pick up a bead. Put your needle through the next up bead. Pick up a bead. Put your needle through the last. And now, whoops, now we're at the end. Okay. You want to put one bead in between those two. So pick up one and go back up through the next two. When your beads start stacking, stair stepping, okay, you're not going to add anything. You're just going to put your needle through them. Because you're making that round petal part at the three, where the end with the three beads in it. It's really genius. I'll just do this to make a nice round petal. Continue back down with peyote. Adding one more. Back down at that end with three beads. You're going to skip the next two in that end, like this. Like I've said, the pattern is the same regardless of how many. You pay it back down. More. And I'm back down at that little pico edge. Down through here, through all three of these beads in the end, because I'm stair-stepping. Then back down through these three in the edge. One more. One more. And work your needle through the beads in the edge. Have one more. Keep things kind of tight. Add one more. And one more, and slide your needle through all the beads in the edge. Tight, tight, tight. Back down through the four on the edge. And when I pulled this, the way it's supposed to work, especially with 11s, it didn't work right for me. I had too much space. So when I only added one bead in this last spot, it curled so much you couldn't even really see what it was. I didn't bring one in here. I didn't like it. I wanted it more flat. I didn't want a super curly leaf. So I, instead of adding one bead in this space, I added two. And that gave me a nice, you know, gave me the finish I wanted. If you want to add one bead and make it super curly when you pull it tight, it's totally up to you. But like I said, it just wasn't pleasing to me. Didn't work out the way I expected. So I pick up two beads and go through all the edges until I get back down to the next spot. You can really see how big that space is. It just, one bead would just make it shrivel to nothing. So I added two, and that worked out fine for me. And there your petal is done. You make five of these little petals. You want to leave more of a tail. I didn't. Leave more of a tail so you can weave through and get rid of it. But for these petals, I worked back up, tied a half-inch knot, in the middle of one of the sides. Like this, and then work my needle up toward the top of the petal and cut my thread. So you have one petal done. Make five of those, and when you do make five of those, you attach them by running your needle through all these points in the bottom of the petal, like, you know, string one on, then string another one, another one, another one. Then you want to pass your needle through them again, this bottom bead, and pull it, and you get a nice little flower like this that you can embellish further. I could put stuff in the middle of the petal, but like I said, I wanted to use it for bead embroidery. I'd never wear it. It's very cute, and I know some people really love them, but I didn't. So that's how you do it for 9. Same pattern, same steps for 7, same for 11, same for 13. It was really easy once I got the hang of what I was supposed to be doing. I thought I was going to lose my mind. My bad. So I got some resin experiments to do today. I can't wait to see. It's going to be fun. I hope it works. If it works, you get to see it too. But that's all. Take a look at this pattern. Beaded button. I think you'll like it. And what she did after she made a 9, she made a 7, and then she stacked them. She stacked them like this to make it a really full flower. I haven't tried that. Just like that. And yeah, it's really cute. It's really cool. You're a genius. Designer, love this. That's all. Stay happy. Stay inspired. Try this pattern. Pick up this magazine and try it. Let me know what you think if you like it. I thought it was brilliant. That's it. I'll talk to you later. I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Be productive. Do all that stuff. Do everything you want to do. Bye.